Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Well, this is it's the day to check in with our reporters from our newsrooms. We just had Lara Fominoff from the CKOM newsroom in Saskatoon. I want now to jump to Jeff Smith, who is one of the reporters out of the CJME newsroom in Regina. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, thanks. Nice to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. So you were at City Council yesterday, and you came into the studio here off air, and we're chatting. It was a bit of a robust discussion. It was a long one, hey?
Yeah, it went over the time limit. They did vote to extend it. So it started at 1, and then, of course, there was a dinner break in there and a couple of other mandatory breaks. So it was 10 o'clock by the time they adjourned.
So 9-hour meeting.
Yeah, minus dinner break.
But yeah. Okay, so one of the things that was discussed, and this has been, I think, a point of contention that many saw coming, was with the CFL rule changes, there's an actual change to the dimensions on the field, removing essentially the 55-yard line.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
And the goalposts are moving as well.
The goalposts are moving. So what this has caused is a need for some changes, renovations, whatever you want to call them, to Mosaic Stadium.
Right. Well, the turf already was going to be replaced.
Okay.
Turf lasts 10 years. This was baked in. It was budgeted in that after 10 years, it's time to replace the field turf.
Okay.
And then the LED video boards also are getting replaced a little earlier than they had hoped because it turned out that the vibrations from the trains going by the stadium caused them to wear out a little quicker, along with extreme swings in climate.
Yeah, unforeseen, I'm sure, there. So they have a reserve fund, is that right? Is that where this money is coming from?
That's correct. Now, it gets a little bit hard to understand, and I'm not sure I understand it fully myself, but as I understand it, so they're estimating about $8.2 million being advanced now. They can't wait till budget because they need to get the ball rolling on getting this turf and these video boards in time for next season. Remember, the stadium is hosting the Grey Cup next season as well.
Right.
So, and with these new field dimensions, they want to make sure that everything's getting done in time. So this money is from the Mosaic Stadium reserve. Now that reserve will be in a negative balance, but all that means is the city is just taking, has a bunch of reserve funds, but it's all just one big pot of cash.
It's
and
funded,
the city has the cash.
It's funded by taxpayers though, the reserve fund?
Well, but what happens is the city gets back $12 a ticket. There's a ticket surcharge. Yeah. And so the city collects that. So if any event that's sold out at Mosaic Stadium is in the neighborhood of $400,000 in revenue.
Okay. So that's the money then that's used for. So it's broader than just taxpayers. It's basically ticket sales that help fund this reserve.
True.
Okay. So, but I understand at council yesterday, there was a discussion as to whether or not the CFL should be on the hook to cover some of these costs because they're the ones that are changing the dimensions of the field.
Yes. And a number of councillors are concerned because there are other football leagues that play at Mosaic Stadium. So we're talking about high school football. We're talking about women's football. We're talking about junior, but not this year. There's no junior game there this year. But often when either junior or the Rams, the University Rams, are playing Saskatoon or Saskatchewan, that they need a bigger venue. So then they'll play a game at Mosaic Stadium.
Right.
But if they're keeping the old field dimensions, well, how do we get it switched back and forth? So the city is bringing in a consultant who's going to come up. The idea is that this consultant will come up with the best solution for accommodating both field sizes, whether that's some combination of having some lines stitched and other lines just painted on and then repainted as needed. But now, how long is that going to take? How much is that going to cost? That's uncertain right now.
Right. So what's the timeline? I mean, this is, the changes are happening for next CFL season. So is it an assumption that this will be decided and a strategy will be in place, obviously, before then?
That's right. In fact, they have to start the procurement right away. That's why they couldn't wait till budget. They have to do this right now.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in to keep us up to date on that. By the way, what happened in the vote of let's have the CFL cover some of the costs of this?
So that part of the amendment did pass. There was also a request by Councillor Sarah Turnbull for a report, but there was concern that would delay things. So they did pass a part of the amendment, which does mean they will go to the CFL and say, hey, can you help with some of these switchover costs? They'll ask. There's no harm in asking was the thought.
Right. Chances of getting it? You're not a betting man. You're not going to tell me. I guess we'll see. Jeff, I appreciate you coming into the studio. Thanks
right,
for your time.
Thank you.
Jeff Smith from our CJME newsroom. Lots going on. Our news team is certainly busy today covering all of this. Don't forget the Green Zone coming up at 2 this afternoon. Saskatchewan Afternoon is next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.